Welcome to the Thursday, March 1st, 2012 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording in Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with outages today. We have two outages that caused some publicity. The more important one is probably the outage in Microsoft's Azure Service Management. This started about 1 a.m. GMT on the 29th, so it's now well into its second day. As a result, some of the services hosted in Microsoft's cloud may experience capacity issues. Now, Microsoft has a real nice dashboard to look up the actual current status of it, and I will post a link to it with the show notes. The second outage was Cox's data services. If you're a cable modem subscriber with Cox, you may have experienced outages. It also, of course, affected voice over IP services offered by Cox. And the Department of Homeland Security is in the news today for a somewhat more controversial interference with DNS. In the past, DHS has asked registrars to discontinue service for domains that were accused of child pornography, for example, copyright violations sometimes, and malware distribution. I was always somewhat supportive of the practice because it always involved a proper court order that was obtained for a particular case. Now, in this case, again, a court order was obtained, but the actual action is a little bit more questionable here. First of all, the target is an online gambling website. That gambling website is located in Canada. Now, the domain, the .com domain that this online gambling site uses was registered with a domain registrar in Canada, so it was kind of out of reach for U.S. authorities. Instead, U.S. authorities now got a court order to go to VeriSign, who maintains the .com root servers, and asked VeriSign to remove the Glue records for this particular domain. Now, the problem I'm having here is, first of all, online gambling isn't illegal everywhere. It's not even illegal necessarily everywhere in the United States, as far as I know. There are some instances where online gambling may be legal. In this case, I guess, from what I have read, the particular site violated laws in Maryland, or what is these accused of, for example, allowing residents of Maryland to place bets on its site. The other part, of course, is that the site is totally located physically outside of the U.S. law enforcement domain, and only the root.com DNS server really is the part that sort of ties it back to the U.S. As a result, it could happen that various other sites get a little bit scared of hosting their domains in .com and rather prefer top-level domains hosted in their home country. The country-level domains in some ways may be coming to play here. However, some of those country-level domains may actually be managed by companies that are located in the U.S. And Cisco released five different bulletins today. Most of the vulnerabilities detailed here are denial of service vulnerabilities. I noted one configuration access vulnerability in Cisco's wireless LAN controller. So that's certainly something to expedite when you're thinking about patching the other ones. So I'll take a look if they affect you. Another sort of interesting one is the Unified Communication Manager's skinny client protocol vulnerability. In this particular vulnerability, it's apparently possible to send skinny commands to an affected system and cause SQL code to be injected. So that looks kind of like a SQL injection via skinny, which I haven't seen before, but why not? And as a final news item for today, Interpol organized raids around the world in, I guess, something like 15 different cities with local law enforcement, and arrested 25 individuals suspected of being part of Anonymous. The raids also included a number of cases where devices and media were confiscated as part of the searches. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.